It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Miles Nelson with Public Works for Price City. Quite a few things that are going on, and whether we want to talk about it or not, we are going to discuss snow removal, because there are certain things that you need to do that as citizens to take care of the snow around your house, plus to where you can park your cars and things like that so that they can move the snow as that goes. Construction projects that are wrapping up, some other road projects that are coming up, we're going to talk about that, and a really cool Eagle project that they had go on with Price City. So we're going to talk about all of that. And Miles, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
Let's start right at the top of everything. And, you know, water conservation was a big deal this year. And the citizens of Price stepped up and you made it.
They really did. It was amazing this year. We've averaged over 33% less water usage this year than in average years. And the citizens really stepped up and were careful with water, which shows that we can do it as a community.
And we were just talking about the fact that, you know, hopefully if the things stay in place the way that they are, hopefully we'll have some good snowfall this year.
That's what we're hoping. We hope these patterns continue.
And you know, we talked about I asked a few people about it, and they always said, well, we can't project out that far. And it's all kind of doom and gloom. They're saying that, well, the projections say this. And then when you ask people about it, it's like, well, we can't project out that far. So we really don't know what it's going to look like, but we are hopeful. And the other good thing was, you know, when we had those rains about a week or two ago, that really helps keep the moisture in the mountains and stuff. So we can actually get a runoff this year.
Exactly. And that's why we had to take so much extensive efforts on conservation, is because we don't know what's going to come up the next year. It's very important to be careful and save that great resource.
It's most definitely a great resource that we would like to keep around. So let's move right down the list. Fall leaves. Never seems that they're always on your mind, especially this time of year.
Right, especially this week. If you were here Tuesday and noticed what was going on, either you received leaves from your neighbors or lost the leaves from your yard, or both. It's quite windy on Tuesday, and it blew leaves everywhere. It's important to remember that we shouldn't be raking leaves into the gutters, because that causes problems with our storm drains, and also can cause safety problems with vehicles and pedestrians. So we're asking people to follow certain guidelines when they do their leaves. We'll help you with the leaves if you'll bag them up and leave them on the parkway. We'll come by and pick them up if you'll call us.
And that's really all it takes. You just rake up your leaves, throw them in a bag, and put them there out front of your house on the parkway, and give you guys a call, and you'll take care of the rest.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it. And weeds are kind of the same way, aren't they?
Yes. The weeds are the responsibility of the adjacent property owner, all the way out to the edge of this asphalt. And so it's important to keep those weeds out of the gutter, too, because that can restrict flow as well. And some in some cases, those weeds get big enough, it can cause traffic site problems, too.
I've seen it happen. So it's, it can get bad. All right, now we're done talking about leaves. Let's talk about what people don't necessarily want to talk about, and it's snow removal.
Exactly. We hope we have this problem this year. We need the snow so badly. It's important to remember that as the snow falls, there's a few things that have to happen. If you have vehicles on the road, you're supposed to remove those within 24 hours. And also supposed to shovel your own walks within 24 hours adjacent to your property to avoid having hazards, icy hazards, develop for pedestrians. It's also important where you place the snow. If you're removing the snow from your driveway, you should try to keep all the snow on your own property if possible. Never put the snow in the street where it can cause a hazard to vehicles. And respect your neighbors. Don't pile it on their property unless you have that permission from them.
Best thing to do, throw it on your lawn.
Exactly. That's a good place to put it.
You're getting it taken care of there.
Exactly.
And yeah, I think that's another main important thing that people have to do to realize is, you know, a lot of people now remove snow with four-wheelers and side-by-sides and things like that. You can't put it in the street. It's just not – it doesn't really work in the street because, as you said, it can create a traffic hazard.
Right. And we get complaints about the snow plow leaving a furrow in front of your driveway. That's the only way we can plow the street. And we can't control that piling in front of your driveway. But if you do move that snow, be sure and make sure it's not in the road.
All right. And then the other thing, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but where to park your cars. Not in the street. You can't be in the street. And you give them 24 hours after a snowfall to move those cars?
Yes. The code says within 24 hours of the snowfall, they're supposed to have them moved.
And that way you can plow the street and get it completely clear. It
exactly.
Works. That's what works the best. All right. Now, with snow always comes potholes. So let's talk about potholes for a moment.
We've had plenty of those to deal with this year, and I know we've had a few calls. We do appreciate when you call and let us know when there's a pothole, because our street crews do a really good job of keeping on top of those, but we don't always make it to every pothole, and we may not be aware of a problem. So the public calls us and asks us to fix a pothole. We do appreciate those calls, because we don't always have our eyes on every road all the time. And usually those potholes get worse with the wet weather. As we get into the winter weather, they'll just continue to multiply.
So keep an eye out for them. And it's one of those things that, as you said, it's one of those things that you guys like to hear about when you spot a pothole.
Exactly.
Because maybe 70 to 90% of the time, you don't even know that it's there unless somebody's going to call and tell you. So give them a call if you've got one that's a problem, and let them know, and then they'll get out and see what they need to do to get it taken care of.
Yes. And also, as you approach the crews that are working on those potholes, please use caution as you approach them. They usually don't have a full setup of traffic control around where they're working, because they're mobilizing and moving forward as they fix the potholes. Use caution and be careful around those construction areas.
Most definitely be careful. And speaking of construction areas, let's talk about 3rd East, 7th East.
Right. Many, many of us have been talking about that for many months, and I think there's been a concern on how long that's taken. We had some problems that held the project up for a couple of months on some utilities in the road that we didn't know about. That delayed the project, but we are really close to being completed now. The road is actually paved on 3rd East and on 7th East as well, and 4th Avenue. We took three areas in, and I think people don't realize we were working in three areas, so sometimes when the crews weren't there working in their road, where are those crews? Why aren't they making progress? They're working three zones at the same time. So it made it a little bit complicated that way. But right now, we're really approaching the final stages. We had a little extra funding that we were able to put into use for us, and we've actually replaced a water line on 5th North right in front of the wave pool as well. And with that, we were able to resurface the road there, and they're doing that actually today as we speak. They've started resurfacing that road in front of the wave pool. So we'll have all new road there and on 3rd East jointly. That'll be nice.
And you were saying something to the effect of that 5th North will be recontoured to help with drainage and those kinds of things?
Exactly. When we milled the road, we milled it so that they have a opportunity to have a crown in the middle. We're adding a leveling, call it a leveling course, where that'll raise that up a little bit in the middle, and then it'll drain much better than it has in the past.
Perfect. Perfect. And now with that comes future road projects, and what's going on, and what have you guys got planned coming up?
We realize we have a lot of roads in town. We have over 50 miles worth of roads in town to take care of, and there's many of them that are in bad repair. We've been fortunate recently to be able to hire a new engineer. We've been for over a year without an engineer, and we're teaming up and making plans to prioritize all the roads in town so that we know which ones are coming next on projects, and looking at the price tag and see if there's any way we can accelerate the number of roads we do every year. With these roads we just did, we just spent $2.5 million on this project alone. It included water lines, so it takes more money for those as well. But we're trying to make more advances in more roads at one project that we can get through the whole city.
And that's, you just got to be patient. And once again, in talking to a few other people, that's one of those things that, they want the input from the citizens, and give them a call and say, this road is probably needs to be a little higher on the priority list than this road or, because this road, we see this all the time, those kinds of things.
That is very helpful. In fact, we're going to be soliciting public input with this process as we put together those priorities for the roads. We're going to be asking the public's input on this, and also asking the public's input on our financing approach on how we're going to pay for these.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's going to be very important.
Very perfect. All right, and then for the last little bit, let's talk about this really cool Eagle project that was done. I noticed it the other day when I was down by City Hall. This is a great thing, and it's one of those things that has necessarily been needed, but we didn't realize that we needed it until we got it. Let's put it that way.
It is. It's quite a unique project and very well thought out. There's a Troop 271 has Scout Michael Wilson that put this project together for his Eagle project. And what it is, it's a flag deposit where you can bring your old tattered flags that need to be retired and deposit them in the box. And then they make arrangements to have proper disposal of the flags in a proper ceremony and proper respectful way. This is a great thing to have. And so if you have old flags that need to be retired, there's a great place to take them, and it provides that service opportunity for those scouts, as well as takes care of a need that you may have for your flag.
It really does, and it's right there just inside the entrance on the east side of Price City Hall.
Yes, right in the east foyer.
Just go right in there, and you can't miss the box. And like I said, this is one of those great things that we probably didn't realize we needed it until we got it.
Exactly.
It really is.
No, it's a very good idea.
All right. Miles Nelson with Price City Public Works, thanks so much for taking out the time and coming in to talk to us today, keeping everybody up to date, and let's just hope for a lot of snow this year.
Yeah, that we hope so. If they have any questions, give us a call, 637-5010. We're happy to respond to the needs.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Miles Nelson and of Price City Public Works. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.